Time for Center Stage Minnesota, a program that showcases the talents of Minnesota's musicians. I'm Travis Ryder, your host. A lot of new music from Minnesota artists to get to, as well as some classics. We'll mix that up, as well as a feature with troubadour Larry Long, based in the Twin Cities. He's been all over the place and has a long recording career behind him, as well as a career of some interesting activism related to music and to youth. And we'll hear all about that and hear music from his new release, Don't Stand Still. We spoke with him just a while back, and we'll have some of that interview on the program. Center Stage Minnesota is produced at 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, and it's made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Let's get started with award-winning jug band, the Rowe Family Singers. Let That Liar Alone.
Let me tell you, people, what a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. He's to your heart with a false pretense and make out like he's a bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you best let that lie alone. Lay around his neighbors just to get the news. And nearly every day when you look out, you can see that liar coming to your house. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you best let that liar alone. Surprise your mind. He makes a little truth go to make it shine. And when he gets his business fixed just right, well then that lies when it calls a fine. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you best let that lie alone.
Tennessee, I'm the oldest of the family. Keep on moving, don't stand still.
To the state of Alabama, where my grandparents own the land. Keep on moving, don't stand still.
Sometimes you have to give, sometimes you have to take. Missouri. Keep on moving, don't stand still.
Where the bridge begins to shake in a riot over race. Keep on moving, don't stand still. Oh, sometimes you have to give,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes you have to take.
When it comes to freedom, you just cannot wait.
Keep on moving, don't stand still.
7th Street. I got back up on my feet. Keep on moving, don't stand still. When it comes to freedom, you just
cannot wait.
Keep on moving,
keep on moving, don't stand still.
Now when I sleep at night, I live my life twice. Keep on moving, don't stand still.
Practice love, do not hate. Now's the time to integrate.
When it comes to freedom,
you just
cannot wait.
Keep on moving, don't stand still. Keep on moving, don't stand still. Don't just stand still.
Keep on moving, don't stand still.
Keep on moving, don't stand still.
Keep on moving, don't stand still. From our interview subject today on Center Stage Minnesota, Larry Long, joined by Tonya Hughes on vocals and Butch Thompson, who is noted for his jazz piano playing. Well, he's a fair hand on the clarinet as well, which is what he was playing on that track. From the new album by Larry Long, Don't Stand Still is his first solo release in about a decade. We join our conversation as Larry and I are deciding which songs to include in this feature.
As you can tell, I kind of like all these songs on this record, so I have a hard time choosing.
I would hope you do.
Yeah. No, I really feel good about it.
Yeah, you've put out a number of albums. Since the 80s, you've been a recording artist?
Correct. Well, I've released, you know, close to a dozen CDs. Some
okay.
of them have disappeared into oblivion, so I'd say, you know, close to a dozen CDs. This is the first... My first solo CD in 10 years.
And it's an album with a purpose. It's going to support your nonprofit.
Right, which is Community Celebration of Place. And the main program is Elders Wisdom Children's Song.
So tell me more about that.
What it is, it's we bring in elders from local communities into the schools, and they give their life story to children, and then together we write songs to honor their life. And then we have big public celebrations where these elders are, come together and they're honored and celebrated by the community. They're very large events. The whole communities come out to them. People kind of call it Pray Home Companion, but the real thing.
And your career, you made your mark early on working with children and song, didn't you?
Well, it got started when I brought Woody Guthrie home. And this is Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday this year. So my work in school started when I moved into Okemo, Oklahoma in 1988 and released a recording with Flying Fish Records called It Takes a Lot of People, which documents this process in bringing Woody Guthrie home to a town that had pretty much disowned him. But now things have changed. The town has a big festival, and it's on Bastille Day every year. And so it was a lot of people look at the event in 1980 as what kind of opened up the town to Woody.
That seems to be somewhat common where a hometown will forsake its most famous son. Hibbing, Sock Center with Sinclair
yeah,
Lewis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's taken a while to get Bob back home, and...
Larry, the new album spans a lot of musical ground, from gospel to reggae, Cajun, R&B. How did describe the process of writing these songs and bringing these sounds together?
Well, when one writes a song, the song begins to have a life of its own, and the song begins to speak to you in terms of what it wants to have in terms of musical backup with it. And, you know, I play guitar and I travel around a lot alone as a soloist, but the songs I write, I tend to hear them in a much larger way. So this recording gave me an opportunity to really produce the songs in a way that I felt the songs wanted to be heard. So it wasn't with intentionality that these songs moved, you know, musically in such a wide way. But when we brought them together, it became just that.
Well, let's sample a track from the new release, Larry Long and Don't Stand Still. This is If You Love Someone.
When I was young, I didn't have a way to let my feelings show. Even though my mom and dad, yes they did, they did their best to build a home. I would hide out in my room, yes I would, listen to their music play, just a howling at the moon, just to feel my body sway. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel bad.
To make them feel bad.
If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel sad. Then I traveled around the world, just sitting on the couch. When I found myself that girl with long black curls, who showed me what life's about. Then sure enough, I survived. I had some growing up to do. When I looked into your eyes, it's no lie, I knew I would marry you.
If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel bad.
Talk of Judgment Day, yes they do, but for me I'm in no rush. I'd rather listen to their music play. True love takes work, not just luck. Yes, I recall that first kiss, yes I do. May that feeling not go away. Not because I simply wish to reminisce, but to say true love, it's here to stay. If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel bad.
If you love someone, you won't do anything to make them feel bad.
You won't.
you know?
If you really love
me, oh, don't you know that I love you?
You won't do anything.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, no, no.
Oh, don't you know how much I care for you?
If You Love Someone. We're in studio with Larry Long talking about his new release, Don't Stand Still. Larry, we mentioned before we went into music the wide range of musical styles in the release and the wide range of topics that mm-hmm. you take up on the album. Yeah. Walk me through a few of those cornerstones.
I did some work a year ago with veterans returning from Iraq and with their spouses. And some of the veterans and their spouses were really struggling trying to adjust back to civilian life. And so from that, I was inspired to write a song, All Gave Some Gave All, for returning Iraq veterans. There's a song on here about Tibet. Through my work in schools, Elders Wisdom Children's Song, for which this CD is a benefit for, I met a man named Gigachu Shearing, who set up the entire library system in Dharamsala, India, for the exiled Tibetans, and worked with the Dalai Lama, and was able to bring in monks from Minneapolis and children to carry on the story of the diaspora, the Tibetan people. There's songs in here from my father. The cover of the CD has a photograph of a tree that my father and I planted when I was 12 years old. And then my father passed away when I was 13. So there's a song called Eyes of My Father, which is a love song for the memories of my dad. It also takes you into Dixieland swing, and Butch Thompson is on it. We have the drummer from Prince and Soul Asylum that's on this recording. Also Ricky Peterson, who tours with Bonnie Raitt, and Billy Peterson, helped produce it, who was with the Steve Miller Band. All of these people are friends of mine that also have had a life career in music.
Where did you get your wide-ranging social consciousness? You touch on so many things, both here in our homeland and around the world, on this album and in your many projects. What do you think is the root of that that openness?
I think curiosity. And also love of culture and love of diversity and love of people. And I really had a pretty blessed life in terms of my art and craft. I was able to sing at Madison Square Gardens for Pete Seeger's 90th birthday. I was a part of that. And got invited to South Africa, Brazil, to the late Soviet Union when things began to change. I've always felt a deep connection to my art and to the world I live in. So this seems to be an inseparable link.
We're speaking with troubadour and recording artist Larry Long, based in the Twin Cities. What brings you to the Great White North?
One, I wanted to come back to see some old friends, and one was Jim Miller and Christy Miller, and Jim had gone through some health issues, was very excited to see that he's back out playing music again. And I met Jim and Christy Miller when I was organizing with them to clean up the Upper Mississippi River in the 1980s through a group called the Mississippi River Revival. And then I went over to visit Bill Sliney and his wife Ann, who are good friends of KAXE. But specifically, I'm in Grand Rapids. I wanted to visit David McDonald because David helped with this recording in terms of he created two DVDs off of two of the songs and also filmed the CD release in Minneapolis. So I want to give special thanks to David McDonald. So,
yeah, David helps out around here a lot as well. He's produced some great things for us and is one of our resident experts on information technology and video and all this. So that's fantastic. And it's nice to be speaking with you within view of the banks of the Mississippi River here and understand your link to the river revival movement. And maybe you can talk about your first time in town. Do you recall Grand Rapids when you were first here?
Well, I do. I'm not sure it was the first time, but when we organized the Mississippi River Revival back in the early 1980s, I was on the canoe flotilla, and I helped to organize that. So I canoed from Lake Itasca all the way down into Iowa. And I canoed into Grand Rapids with a flotilla of about 12 canoes. And then KAXE helped sponsor an event on the banks of the Mississippi River, actually not far from here, where we had a big river festival after doing a big river cleanup, actually right along the banks of the studio.
Well, we should go out with one that pays tribute to the river, talks a little bit about its role around these parts. Holy Ground, is that a good one too?
I think Holy Ground is just kind of a good all-around song that honors the earth and the dignity of good people and this great life we have on this earth.
Larry Long, a friend of KAXE, and has a new album called Don't Stand Still to benefit the nonprofit Community Celebration of Place. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Could not speak, my tongue it was too weak. When the teacher called my name, I tried to talk, but nothing came. From the good book my grandpa read, these words to me he said, take a look at all he did, shine your light, don't keep it hid. The whole wide world, the whole wide world, the whole wide world depends on you. Out of pain there comes bliss, guitar strings on your fingertips. You can dance, you can sing, you can soar without wings to where the condor and eagle meet, shooting clouds beneath your feet. Grab your dreams, don't give up, good for nothing, nothing but the hope. In this world without end, how on earth could I love myself if I can't love somebody else? This ground, it's holy ground. This ground, it's holy ground. The whole wide world. The whole wide world. The whole wide world depends on you. This ground, it's holy ground. 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 This ground, it's holy ground.
This ground is holy ground. This ground is holy ground. This ground is holy ground.
Holy Ground from Larry Long's new album, Don't Stand Still. You can find it on Sirius Records. Thanks to Larry for stopping in and speaking with us. You can see him as part of the Martin Luther King Concert, the 31st annual, happening in Minneapolis at the Ted Mann Concert Hall at the University of Minnesota on Sunday, January 15th. And then he'll be back in the region Friday, May 4th, as part of the Grassroots Concert Series at the Live Well Nightclub in Nisswa. And you can find more about his other engagements and activities at his website, larrylong.org. This segment was made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Center Stage Minnesota, I'm Travis Ryder. Now we're going to try something with a set of frontmen of prominent Minnesota bands gone solo. So stick with us and maybe you can identify the bands that these dudes belong to. We'll get it started with Paul Westerberg.
Nah. but are they slipping through my fingers? Am I singing melodies all meant for other singers? Occupying spaces that were clearly meant for others. Am I growing old in the arms of the wrong lover? Thoughts I'm thinking, I need to scream beneath my feet between Lemoyne and Lincoln. Some folks look for saviors, some for missing pieces, some for earthly ecstasy, some they look for Jesus. Appears, or are we merely learning that money leads to power and power to corruption? The only way to heaven, mama, is the power of devotion.
takes us to a tower, bids us lie down, pouring water, pouring water, pouring water down. Will you go our way through this life? I can say the
Minnesota's frontman gone solo here on Center Stage Minnesota, Chan Poling, involved in not one but two prominent Minnesota bands, the New Standards presently, and the Suburbs historically. The Burbs got together for a couple of shows in 2011, Twin Cities and Duluth. Chan Poling there, solo from a 2002 release, Calling All Stars, I Don't Want to Kill Anymore. Before that, not one but two principals from the Jayhawks, Mark Olson, title track to his Many Colored Kite, and Gary Louris from the disc Vagabonds, produced by Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, we heard Omaha Nights, and Paul Westerberg starting it out of the Replacements with that collection called Besterberg, the best of Westerberg, Dyslexic Heart, starting out the set. Center Stage Minnesota, highlighting the talents of Minnesota's musicians. I'm Travis Ryder. Next, we're going to do this one more time, one more of this this shtick, okay? A guy who's been involved in not one, but two bands linked to the Land of 10,000 Lakes, Lifter Puller and the Hold Steady, solo on the album coming out January 24th to be called Clear Heart, Full Eyes. It's Craig Finn and Honolulu Blues.
In a doorway, said he's here to share the good news. He had a smile straight from the movies. When I looked down at his shoes, there were holes and they showed his toes. Where I was left, the black was brown. And later on in the garage, I couldn't find my chainsaw. In the distance, I heard trees just falling down. I was underneath the city, I was riding around in trains. Fell asleep before Nassau Avenue, I ended up in Maine. There were big tall trees and rocky coastline. The waves came in so wild. For all the natural beauty, there were still so many kids that were asking me for something that could help them to get high. We're all good, we're all bad, we're euphoric and we're sad. Roll the rock away and check the tomb. We're awake and we're aware. You're confused and cold and scared, and the cross reminds us that he died for me and you. Walk up in the ocean with the Honolulu Blues. Joan Didion and Graham Greene said roughly the same thing. You bring a Jesus to the jungle, try to teach people to sing. All those hymns that you love, cause you learned them as a kid and they make perfect sense to you. There's a point in time when thousands die and you gotta maybe think that maybe Jesus isn't getting through. We're freezing in the forest, there's no wood to heat the house. We took axes to the furniture, we pulled the floorboards out. There's animals scratching at the door, and they know we're gonna die. We're big tall trees and rocky coastline, and the waves came in so wild. We're all wild, we're all free, we're all back from Tennessee, with the souvenirs to prove that we were there. We're flying around in planes, we're riding around in trains, searching out those panoramic views. Walk up in the ocean with the Honolulu Blues. We're all good, we're all bad, we're euphoric and we're sad. We roll the rock away and check the tomb. We're awake and we're alarmed at the scar scratched in your arm. The cross reminds us that he died for me and you. Woke up in Oahu with the Honolulu Blues.
Thank you. got the feel. You've got the feel. It might not be perfect, but baby, it's real. You might not hit the high notes, might be a little off key, but you've got the feel. You've got the feel. You set the bar so high, girl. Yeah, you've been living up to that, but you can't let it bring you down now. No, you can't let it break your back. They'll take your heart if you will let them. They'll scrutinize its every beat, but when you're strong, you can forget them. You've got the feeling. You've got the feel. You've got the feel. It might not be perfect, but baby, it's real. You might not hit the high notes, might be a little off key, but you've got the feel. Might not be perfect, but baby, it's real. You might not hit the big time, might just all become a dream, but you've got the feel. You've got the feel. You've got the feel. You've got the feel.
From Duluth, Minnesota, songwriter Greg Taberzi, his latest collection called Obsolesce, and that was The Feel. Junk Boat from the Iron Range, titled track, or rather a self-titled new CD, Junk Boat and Through the Ice. And Craig Finn from the upcoming Clear Heart, Full Eyes, we heard Honolulu Blues, all on Center Stage Minnesota, where we showcase the talent of Minnesota musicians. The program is produced for the stations of the Ampers Network at KAXE Grand Rapids. Find us at KAXE.org. And the program is supported by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Travis Ryder. Thanks for joining us. I leave you with the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, one from their new release, All Out of Peaches. This is Ragga Billy.